Mushrooms can be nutritious and delicious. Fort Hays State University's Glenn McNeil talks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. I'm excited to talk to you, and this is going to be perfect for today. It's Mushroom Day. Mushrooms are one of those foods, I think, that you either love it or hate it, but there are so many advantages health-wise to eating mushrooms, and they're good for the environment too, right?
Yeah, they are, and there's a great variety of mushrooms too, considerably more than what most of us think of when we think of a mushroom is the little button mushroom, the white button mushroom you can go buy in the store. But there are, you know, there are a significant number of other varieties of mushrooms, each with different flavors and textures and different appearances that, you know, that people can work as into their food preparation in a number of different ways. Most people think of mushrooms as vegetables, okay, and they have a lot of the same nutritional components and same nutritional value as other vegetables, but they also have some common things that are found in meats too, you know, and then you can also, a little bit of their nutritional background also supplies some of the things we find in grains and some of what we find in beans. They're low calorie, they are fat free, they're plant product, so they are cholesterol free. Everybody's kind of focused in, you know, on gluten these days. It's still there. They're gluten-free because they're not a grain product. In their natural state, you know, they're low in sodium. So they're good from those particular values. They are high in selenium and potassium. Other things, riboflavin, niacin, many of them are also relatively high in vitamin D. Okay, plus they've got other things in them, other components in them. Overall, they're a good source of B vitamins. Now, that's riboflavin, niacin, okay, but then it also brings in the pantothenic acid and a few of the other things. So we look at B vitamins as being important in the body's processes to produce energy, to break down dietary and body proteins and then rebuild those dietary and body proteins. They play important roles in the functioning of our nervous system and keeping our nervous system healthy. So, you know, we see those. If you look at specifically, the highest concentration of the B vitamins are niacin, riboflavin, and pantothenic acid. Those are things where the pantothenate or from pantothenic acid is important in nerve transmission. So moving that electrical impulse along the nerve. The riboflavin helps to keep your red blood cells healthy. Okay. And the niacin does a lot of different things, such as helping to lower cholesterol, helping to improve nervous system functioning, make sure the digestive process works well. You know, so with just looking at that one particular group of vitamins, we see that they're important. And then if you bring in the vitamin D, the fat-soluble vitamin, we know of its significance in the body's ability to retain and use calcium and strong bones. And there's even information out now about how vitamin D relates to the COVID issue and recovery and treatments of COVID. But that's a whole other topic that you really have to get into to look at differently. But being a vitamin D source, it fits into this process. Minerals. So I mentioned selenium. Selenium is a great antioxidant in the body, so it helps to protect the organs from oxidative damage when they react with the oxygen that we need. So it's a good component to help reduce heart disease. It's effective against some cancers. It's tied to fertility in younger people and keeping selenium in the, you know, high in the diet in terms of that. And mushrooms are really great for vegetarians because it is their primary source of selenium, where we animal foods contain quite a bit of it. So the meat eaters get quite a bit from that, but the vegetarians are going to get some from the mushrooms that are brought in and some of the grain products that come in. It's rich in copper. Mushrooms are rich in copper. Now, not so rich that they're going to create problems, but copper is tied to riboflavin and the health of the red blood cell and your body's ability to carry oxygen. potassium. Excuse me. And we hear these days that, you know, potassium is good for people, and people are encouraged to eat more foods with higher amounts of potassium because it's good for maintenance of fluid balance, mineral balance, blood pressure, muscle and nerve functions. And so mushrooms, again, bring this in. And then there's other things. Antioxidants, beta-glucans, which is found there. They're components that help stimulate our immunity system. So lots of different things that mushrooms, you know, can do for us. There are people who, you know, you can eat them raw. You can dry them. You can stir fry with them. You can fry them. You know, that adds fat to them. But a lot of different types of things that you can do with them, and they're easy to prepare. You always need to be sure that you wash them first and trim the stems or ends, okay? And then you can fix them about any way you want. But a lot of people mushroom hunt, okay? That is something that you need to be very skilled at. If you've never hunted mushrooms and you want to go, find someone who knows, because they can be poisonous. So you have to be careful the types of mushrooms that you pick, you know. And little kids always say, "Hey, look at all the mushrooms growing out in the yard." Well, those aren't mushrooms, okay? Those are more of a fungi type of thing. Yet they look like those white button mushrooms. Those we would not want to consume because they're not healthy from that process. Probably one of the biggest mushrooms around today is the one called the portobello mushroom. And it's a very large mushroom. They have a meat-like texture, so people cook them on a grill like they would a hamburger. In fact, in some restaurants, you can go get a portobello mushroom sandwich, and they serve it just like a hamburger, cheese, onions, tomato, okay? Or many times they chop it up and mix it with nuts as a vegetarian substitute. There's the shiitake mushroom that's around that, again, has a real meaty texture, a hard texture to it, and add really strong flavors to stir fries when you do that. So mushrooms are a good thing out there, a good alternative. Buy them at your local stores. Have great varieties of them now. There are people who, you know, grow them locally and sell them. You might be able to find them at a farmer's market. But if you do decide to go mushroom hunting, make sure you take someone along with you who knows, who has experience in what mushrooms are edible and what mushrooms aren't. So I like them. You know, my wife doesn't, but you know, I like them fixed almost any way and any type of mushroom. I just think it brings some really nice textures and flavors to foods.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I love mushrooms on my pizza, but not overcooked. And definitely not the canned mushrooms. It's got to be fresh mushrooms.
Well, the canned mushroom changes the texture and the flavor so much. Whereas, you know, I think they're really good stir-fried in a pan, or basically pan-fried with a little bit of butter, garlic, salt, pepper on them. Okay, or, you know, sometimes I'll just wrap them up in aluminum foil, put a little olive oil in the foil with them and put them on the grill, and then have them with a hamburger or a steak. I like the flavor and the texture that they bring in. And when I stir fry, I generally always try to put mushrooms in, which is really good because my wife takes them out, and that way I get more to eat
nice.
from that process. You know, but it's a good product, you know, to use. You can do a lot with them in terms of flavor and texture of food products, and you can just add them to things. You can chop them up and put them in a meatloaf. You can put them in a sauce, anything. And so it's something that can add some volume and some texture to your food products.
Yeah, very cool. Good for you and good tasting. You know, the other thing. Go ahead.
Nope, go ahead. I was just going to say I agree with you.
Nice. The other thing we wanted to hit on today, and a little bit probably less on the health side of things, but an also important part of your diet, red wine.
Red wine.
It's Red Wine Day.
What's interesting is in August, there was a Red Wine Day. And now in October, there's a National Red Wine Day. So, you know, some people may go if they're wine drinkers, and we did this before. It's recognition of red wine and its health benefits by two different groups. So they each have their Red Wine Day in terms here. So, you know, some of this has been brought up before or was in the news before, but it's still kind of good to bring up that, you know, if you drink red wine in moderation, it can be thought of as being good for your heart. Okay, the alcohol and the antioxidants and a compound called resveratrol that can be found in the red wine are things that are good for your heart. You cannot come out and say that alcohol is a heart healthy food or red wine is a heart healthy food, but it does give you some benefits to that. It tends to reduce the levels of LDL or the bad cholesterol in the system by raising the levels of HDL or what's often known as good cholesterol. There really isn't a good or bad cholesterol, one's just in relation to health. So the red wine, the alcohol component of the red wine helps to bring those HDL levels up, but it's only temporary. Okay, it doesn't do it, and it's not a reason to drink red wine every day. All right, from that. So, you know, if you don't drink, don't start for health benefits of red wine, but if you do drink a little bit, you do get some of that. The antioxidants in red wine are part of a real large group called polyphenols, which are found in a lot of other foods, okay, but really in wine. And what the polyphenols do is they help the lining of the blood vessels to relax a little bit so they don't get so tight and so and create restriction. So you can get those. And the biggest one is what's called resveratrol from that process. Okay. So it has a health benefit towards the blood vessels, right? And it's also one of the bigger components that helps to lower that negative, that LDL cholesterol that's there. So, you know, can you get resveratrol from other foods? Well, yeah, you can get it from the skin of grapes. So simply by eating grapes, you get resveratrol, okay, from that process. So it seems to be released a little bit easier from the skins of the grape when the wine is fermented, you know, so that's why we see higher levels of resveratrol reported than what we see in eating grapes. So, you know, you just have to remember that you really, if you're going to eat grapes, the red, the purple grapes, the darker grapes, or the juices, the darker grape juices are the ones that you would want. Now, grapes aren't the only thing. There's resveratrol in peanuts and cranberries and blueberries and some of those other products, but we just hear about it more because that it's tied into containing wine or being found in wine. And then the other fact of wine is the alcohol, you know, and what it does is that, you know, it reduces the formation of blood clots. It's tied to not lowering the LDL, the negative side of cholesterol, but raising the good side on a temporary basis. You know, then you have to think about the other side. If you drink too much alcohol, you know, it does increase your chances for liver disease, can increase your chances for high blood pressure, certain types of cancers. There's lots of different things. So, you know, if you already drink and you drink a glass of red wine every other day or so, you've got some benefits. When you think about how much to drink, well, 5 ounces of wine is considered to be a standard serving. Okay, one drink a day for women of all ages, 2 drinks a day for men in terms of that, but it doesn't mean you have to, right? And it also means you can't wait until Saturday and have 7 or 14 drinks, okay, from that process.
It's not a cumulative effect.
You know, there's nutritional and health benefits to mushrooms, and there's nutritional and health benefits to red wine.
Love it. Well, Glenn, we're got to get to news. Anything else you want to hit on real quick before we go?
I think that's probably plenty for people today. This is a good time of the year to buy and cook mushrooms, okay? And, you know, red wines you can get just about any time. So, and you know, the cost of your wine is really not a significant issue in this. So they all have the benefits.